Back at it again, talking about the fourth time around. We're talking about number cuatro, the fourth one. Barrio Blues, just for you. Little Chicano-style blues coming at you. You might recall I had thrown a little cue out there to somebody that was, I asked to school me, y sabes que today came through with a whole encyclopedia set of música for you guys. So, broadcasting once again from the Royal Courts of the 805, talking about Amelia, Bernarda, Camilia, Dolores, and Eliza Court, 152 Dolores Court. That's right, the one and only, your favorite homie. Broadcasting from the binary airwaves of EastLAReview.com. The one and only trip aquí y presente. Pues, ¿sabes qué? I gotta say lots of hellos to all you guys still checking out the shows on our website. Big gracias. But like I said, going back to who I just introduced, one of the first ones to check in and say, okay, I kind of like this stuff on the first show aired. No stranger to the sounds of East LA, to Los Angeles, traveled here, traveled there. This is one of those few guys, a few Chicanos that has an actual passport and gets to leave the country and come back in without sweating it. So sound is scared, we're going to start up with a couple of cuts, and then like I said, he's going to be taking over for us. Going to hit you off with his personal stash. He says, Oscar, I want to hit you off with some early stuff, some temprano kind of music. Stuff like Elmore James, Shake Your Money Maker, T-Bone Walker, doing the T-Bone Shuffle, a little bit Jimmy Reed, You Got Me Dizzy. Oscar, and when he comes back, watch, I'm going to let him talk a little bit about this. Playing a little bit of this and a whole lot of that.
Thank you. must have a natural bowl. Let your hair down, baby, let's have a natural bowl. Cause when you're not happy, it ain't no fun at all. That's one thing for sure. You can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There's nothing wrong with you that a good shuffle boogie won't cure. What might happen, that's why I love to sing.
Can't stop, cause you got me dizzy. Oh, you got me dizzy. Yeah, you got me dizzy. I can't even see my way.
request, let me introduce, without further ado, just to you, the one and only Mr. Mike Molina. He's a guy that likes to bang around in pots and pans. That's right, Mr. Mike Molina right here. And made a call to him because I was running out of música. And I said, "Sound Skin, would you, could you please come and throw down a little bit of música?" And he said, "Pues, I'm going to be like that one cat, that Frank cat, that big gangster cat. And I'm going to do it my way." And I said, "Okay, pues, do it your way. Let's let him play whatever it is he wants to play." And I'm going to set this up for you a little bit. This is going to be your syllabus for this show right here. He said he's going to take you back to some early 40s stuff. A little bit of blues this estilo, a little bit of blues that estilo. Then he's going to bring us to a little bit más current, because those current cats that he's playing, like as we played them here before, the Blazers, Los Fabulocos, Los Lobos, the 44s, well, they were schooled by some of these other cats that we're listening to right now. So, Sasuke, I'm going to turn over the mic, I'm going to turn over the headphones, I'm going to turn over the buttons right here to him. So let him press play and tell us what he's talking about. The one and only Mr. Mike Molina and his militia of misfit menudo marauders.
Well, we're going to go back to some barrio blues that, let's say they did play around Boyle Heights by way of Central Avenue and other parts, Texas. You have T-Bone Walker, Elmore James. They came into town. They would finish up in Central Avenue doing concerts and wowing the crowd over there, but they came across the river, L.A. River, and they stopped off in Boyle Heights to legendary clubs like Boom Boom Club, the Horseshoe Club on Olympic Boulevard, and they made their way into the neighborhood there. And uncles of mine and friends of mine, their fathers told me stories that they saw Cab Calloway there in these clubs, and Count Basie and his orchestra, Big Joe Turner. Guys of that nature, they came around and they influenced a lot of people that are still playing, being influenced today through other bands, you know, other rock and roll bands.
Keep on jabbering. baseball bat. Sing it high, high old Silver.
Just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Her. I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loved my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a love with clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Mm-hmm.
girl don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. Seems she just goes for nothing, except my big 10-inch record of the bandit playing the blues. Well, the bandit playing the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
All right. That was Floyd Dixon with A Hole in the Wall, L.A. piano player, taught himself to play his piano by popsicle sticks. True fact. Then you have Big Joe Turner. Honey Hush, one of the biggest, man, biggest names, Big Joe Turner. We had Wanoni Harris playing Don't Roll Your Bloodshot Eyes at Me. I've been accused of that. Then you had Big Mo Jackson with Big 10 Inch. Whip it out.
So, Big Mike, tell me, how did you yourself get into the music? What is it that inspired you to pues, take out your mom's pots and pans and pues, go for it?
And back in those days, I was influenced by people I saw. I saw music from an early age. I would go to the Lovins at Elysian Park and Griffith Park. I was in elementary school. My parents would take me to those Lovins. Yeah, hippie. I'm a hippie, man. It goes back to them, those days. And cousins of mine, they played in bands in East L.A. My cousin Rudy Benavides played with a band called Soap and Water. They were doing Cream covers. They were doing Blind Faith covers, which was actually Cream. And doing that type of music. And they ended up playing with Cesar Rosas in a band called Fast Company. And they did a lot of Tower Power. They did some heavy songs. And I used to see these musicians playing, similar to what kids nowadays, they see DJs pulling off music, and that's their influence and becoming, you know, electronic music. And kids that grow up seeing mariachi players, you know, mariachi groups, they want to be a mariachi. It's that initial, it's a visual thing, and it stirs up the emotion, and you get caught up in that, and you just... There's something there for you, and you get influenced by that. Very, very powerful.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Yeah.
that you spent last night. Oh, don't you hear me crying? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, stop your train.
Oh, play, boy. You ought to come on in and act right. Act right. Act right, baby. Act right.
Act right,
baby. Act right. Act right, baby. You know you're for me and I'm for you. Nobody else will ever do act right.
Act right.
We had Ike Turner with the Rocket 88. It was considered to be the first rock and roll recording. I don't know about that. That's what they say. Can't have blues without some Howlin' Wolf. Smokestack Lightning. And you have Big Mama Thornton. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Okay. Winona Carr. Act Right. Act Right. And you had Jump Jack Benny, Winona Carr.
You've picked out a pretty eclectic lineup of music that that you're sharing with everybody here. I've said it before that to be a Chicano artist, a Chicano musician, you have to be real eclectic yourself because you're being asked to play everything from rock and roll to some souls to oldies. In your case, even some Tejanos and some cumbias. How difficult was it for you and what invited you to be able to tell yourself, I'm not going to get pigeon-toed into one particular estilo of music and go ahead and do that wider range of music?
Man, you know, the fact that we play different music is we have a lot to draw from, man. We have a lot to draw from. If we're going to be playing music at weddings, our families, you're going to have to play some rancheras, some polkas for the older generation so they can get into it. And, you know, little by little, that seeps into our fibers. It's part of our DNA. You know, our grandparents love it and it reminds us of them. And then we got to play a little bit more contemporary song, a little rock and roll. But as far as anything else contemporary, like, I don't know. We just try to keep it. We mix it up. We do mix it up. We got polkas, cumbias, rancheras, rock and roll, roots Americana. We can play some Johnny Cash. We can pull that off.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no. Yeah. Something's got a hold on me here.
Ay, Vasila.
Oh, something's got a hold on me right now, child.
Ay, Vasila.
Let me tell you now, I've got a feeling. I feel so strange. Everything about me seems to have changed. Step by step, I got a brand new walk. I even sound sweeter.
Oh,
gonna give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. For 30 days. Oh, 30 days. The judge in private early this morning, and he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They won't put a cross charge against you, and that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see that you be back home. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days.
Hey, we had some lady vocalists up there. Etta James, Something Gotta Hold On Me. Fats Domino, rolling on those keys. He had so many hits, Beatles couldn't keep up with them. That's true. Baby, please don't go. Ooh, woo, woo, woo. Little Richard. Yeah, what can you say about him? Can't say enough, but man, you know what? You keep a knocking. He might let you in. Chuck Berry, one of Big Manny's favorite songs he'd play, and I love to hear him play it every time he did. 30 Days. We had some Arthur Alexander. The man made his living up there in Europe. They loved him. So many bands covered him. He had the Rolling Stones cover him. He had the Beatles cover him. And I think Rolling Stones covered this song. Soldier of Love. All right. Here we got one of the first Chicano blues bands, probably the first Chicano blues band, Canned Heat. They got their training playing in Tijuana, Mexico, with a guy by the name of Javier Batiz and their drummer, Pito de la Para, on the road again. Else.
Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done fond of damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle, there's people living in the bottle. Listen to me. See that sister, her shirt was fine, but she started drinking wine in the bottle. She told me the old man committed a crime. He's doing time.
is the ghetto. Showing up now. Oh, law.
Charles White, the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band, Express Yourself. And we got The Ghetto by Donnie Hathaway, great piano player, died way too young, God rest his soul. The Bottle was from Gil Scott Heron, New Yorican poet and blues and jazz singer.
The one and only Mr. Mike Molina. So currently you're playing with Los Fabulocos. And if you're near your computer, why don't you go ahead and look up Los Fabulocos if you haven't seen them. Artwork on all of the CDs, that's all your stuff, huh? What got you into that kind of arte? You know, we've actually featured you at one of our art shows, and your work's amazing. And talking about that, you know, we're setting up for another show dedicated to Big Manny, and I understand you're doing a current piece for him. ¿Qué pasa con eso?
Oh, yeah, well, that piece was inspired by the fact that I haven't seen Manny smile in so long, and I wanted to see his smile once again. And we still keep him in our conversation. We're reminded of him constantly when the music we play, while we're playing it at times, too. We're playing songs from the Blazers, you know, songs that Manny and Ruben wrote that we performed throughout the country and in Europe. You know, so I had to see his smile again. So I had to do an image, not just for me, but for others to see, and getting a response on it. And that's now I have him right there in the living room. Mm-hmm. Pass by him all the time. It's a great feeling, man.
Thank you.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about.
In a glass that I hear.
to my lips now, baby. You see, it shows the tears rolling down my face, girl. Most of all, I don't want to lose, no, I don't want to see you walk away, girl. Ooh, baby, baby, I'd rather go blind, yeah. Let me see you walk away from me, Tanya.
It won't be long. after a while, going to mine won't be mine. One of these days, babe, I'm moaning, droning, babe. Try, try, won't be long, long. Thing gonna change. Sometime in the middle of the night, I get so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. Thing gonna change, thing gonna change. Change, change, change. Thing gonna change. Further on up the road, babe. Thing gonna change, 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 baby. Your time now, baby. But after a while, it's gonna be my time, baby. Thing gonna change. Change, change, change. Change, change, change. Thing gonna change. Yes, it is.
can depend on.
That was Los Blues from San Antonio, Texas. Ain't That Loving You, Baby? Vocalist, Randy Gadibay. Now this is his brother, Ernie Gadibay, singing the Etta James song, I'd Rather Go Blind. This is one of my favorite versions, for sure. Now Los Lobos, they can do it all. But for a blues show, this is one of my favorites. Someday, sung by the great Dave Hidalgo. Check it out. Here's my brothers, Delgado Brothers, from East L.A. This is A Man Without a Plan from the Learn to Fly album. Oh, brother. We had John Lee Hooker with Carlos Santana. Chill out. Santana Blues Band. That's right. He was a blues band before he came out rock and roll. So this is No One to Depend On. Now, that song, they'll give you an attitude. Nothing will.
So, aside from Los Fabulocos, who else have you been jamming with as a regular or as a stand-in?
Well, you know, looking back, I've started off playing with the Blazers, and that's the Blazers is it, man. I got schooled by Big Manny and Ruben and playing their music and taking it all over the country and in Europe. And we shot off with Los Fabulocos. We got a chance to play with Linwood Slim. You know, Jess and I, we were his rhythm section for one show, but we really, he's a Linwood Slim. Look up Linwood Slim, man. He's, unfortunately, I didn't get to put him on this show, but look up Linwood Slim. And this past December, I got to sit in with the Delgado Brothers on congas. Now, well, I played drums with them on another show. I did some drum work and some congas. And I played right now with a friend of mine, Jim Ocampo, his band called Downtime Groove. We do some obscure covers. Well, maybe not so obscure, but to me, you know, I haven't got into the Rascals, but we do quite a bit of Rascals, and we do some Or Silver, and we'll do some Chicano. That's right.
Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Is it on top or is it on show? When you're walking out that door, let me go. Let me go. So I can live my life like before. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Let me. You want my loving or half my dough? I don't think I want to know. Let me know, so I can live my life like before.
wish I'd known right from the start that you break my heart. How could I know? I know right from that day. We'll be right back.
but you can't come in. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Thank you.
could foresee my demise. Ain't nothing finer in this great big world than that scary little hot girl. Well, the next thing I know, we're cruising Highway 1 in her 49 Chevy, chopped and dropped to the ground. Into gear, one hand on the stick, one hand left to steer, tagged and sleeve on the arm, she like the devil turning on a charm. Ain't nothing finer in this great big world than that scary little hot rod girl. It's a dark night, dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. A new boy fell for a local girl when she made eyes of him. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But windows were being locked at night, and old lines drawn again. I thought these things didn't matter anymore. It's a dark night.
someone knew where they were. He held her so close, he asked about her dreams. When a bullet from a passing car made the young girl scream. I thought these things didn't happen anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night, it's a dark night. We'll be right back.
got Big Manny and the Blazers, Let Me Go, Let Me Go, from the East Side Soul album, produced by Cesar Rosas. Yeah, from Los Lobos. Manny's favorite song, the crowd favorite song, Jesse Hill number, Whoop Whoop A Doo. We got Big Manny, my buddy, backing up Jesse Cuevas, my buddy, Los Fabulocos, I Never Thought. Listen to that background vocal by Big Manny. Give you chills. Los Fabulocos doing a Little Richard number, You Keep A Knockin', in the spirit of Los Teen Tops. Los Teen Tops doing Rockin' Espanol numbers. You got to check out Los Teen Tops. Now we're going to take it to Maywood, Val, with Dale Peterson's Snake Pit. And Dale Peterson did that number, Scary Little Hot Rod Girl, from his Full Circle album. Great guitar work, one of my favorites for sure. We're going to take you over to Downey with the Blasters, Dark Night. Great number, great guitar work. We're going to finish out with the 44s, My Buddies, Going to the Church, sung by Johnny Maine, drums, Jason Lozano, J.R. Lozano, harmonica, Tetsuya Nakamura.
Pues, Big Mike, it was a pleasure and honor to have you sitting in and producing with us Vado Blues number 4. We hope that all your amigos, because you're a Renaissance Chicano. You traveled all over the world, and we hope that some of your friends from all over the world get to check out this show and weigh in and say what they thought about the show. Big gracias once again for coming in, y pues hasta the next time. I'm looking forward to hearing a couple of shows that you put together here for EastLAReview.com.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Trip. Thank you, Stephen Chavez, for the opportunity to come by the studio and play some music and present a little history. And thank you for tuning in and all the bands that performed on the past shows and on this show. Thank you very much. And that's it.
Don't forget, keep your head to the sky so you always have some stars in your eyes.